goes into light. And if it's light, it's real heavy and red looking, then you can take a match and stick it to that and it'll light just like another match, except it won't spark. But it'll catch up right quick, just like a piece of paper.
Is there something that's in the wood?
Oh, yeah.
That we call that?
That's where you, down in your wood, you cut out a tree and the stump would go to light it. Pine trees and roots would go to light it and get that. That's where we started fighting. Take an axe and split them up real fine and short. All that was to do was just start your fire. And see, that caught your other wood of fire. And if you got your hot coals, all you're doing is just keep adding as it burns out. Lighter stumps occasionally now, down in the woods back in here, but I have no use for them.
What did you call
chimney. Not in the house, huh?
Well,
we had bedrooms we never did use, but there was bed, the bedstead and the dresser, that's all we had back then. And we never hardly ever go into it, so it's just a spare room. That time, no, they didn't use them back then.
If you had one now, what would you call it?
Attic.
Okay. How to get that question in. In the living room, what pieces of furniture did you have?
Well, we had what you call a sofa.
Okay.
And the chairs, straight chairs and the old-fashioned rockers. I got one on the back porch out here now. It's kind of like, not exactly, but like we had at home. So that was it. Then in our dining room, we had a wooden table, and we, us children, sat on a bench. The table was about 12 foot long, 4 foot wide. Then we made a bench all across one side and one end. That's for us kids to get around the table and eat. Bring chairs all the way around like you do now.
I like that idea, though,
with
a lot of confusion.
Oh,
I think.
We had a time.
I'm sure you did.
Hurry.